Brad Hayes, is there anybody who's not running for president on the Republican ticket?
Well, I haven't announced yet, but I could make an announcement here if you'd like. I mean, it's a huge field, right? It's really remarkable. I think there are, 10 official at this point, with more to come and a few more that we know are running who haven't even announced that they're going to announce yet, like Scott Walker. I mean, he's clearly running for the GOP's nomination, but he hasn't announced or announced a date when he will announce. So,
and very popular with the right wing in this country, particularly the anti-union people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you see Walker in that cluster at the top, right? There are three names that seem as if they're ringing out among the GOP right now, and that's Bush, Rubio, and Walker. You know, it's always a little bit suspect to look at polls at this point. Yet we see those three names having a little bit more support than the rest. But if you look at kind of the race for big donors, that's really where we want to pay attention right now. You see those three doing particularly well. And I think in some ways, surprisingly, at least to me, is the degree of success that Marco Rubio has had at either landing or at least being rumored to land some really big names in terms of the GOP big donors. Paul Singer is in some ways considered the biggest fish among Republican big donors. He is basically sided with Rubio. There are some others, including, interestingly, there's been some rumors that Sheldon Adelson will kind of throw his hat into the Rubio ring. And for the listeners, if that name doesn't immediately ring a bell, he essentially bankrolled Newt Gingrich's run last go around, and Gingrich had basically almost no other support.
A lot of good it did him.
Well, it did do him good in the sense that he was able to hang in a lot longer than he otherwise would have. I mean, he doesn't, of course, get the nomination, but his profile increased dramatically because of the amount of money that Adelson pumped into that campaign.
But of course, Brad Hayes, one of the things that's so fascinating about this is that the Republicans have to be scratching their heads and say, how come Barack Obama could win two terms, could win fairly easily, could beat Hillary Clinton, could beat our people who we put up against them? And there's got to be some thinking that we have to think outside the box. Barack Obama, of course, is African-American. Why can't we do something like that? Why don't we find ourselves a right-winger like Rubio, who is, after all, and we have a big problem with Spanish voters, language voters. There's got to be some people who are thinking that's the way to win this thing.
I think that's true, that some people do believe that that's the way to go. In the last campaign, there was a big push among the Romney crowd to secure 30-something percent of the Hispanic vote. They thought that was what was necessary in order to win nationally, and they fell well short of that. So clearly they are cognizant of the Hispanic vote and the need to do better in that demographic, among others. And yet we know that, that you can't just put somebody up front and then say that, just vote for us, right? That voters are much more sophisticated.
Well,
than
you
that.
And I know that. The question is, do they know that as they're looking for the person to run?
Right. And I mean, I'm sure that they're testing these things. I mean, Marco Rubio, for example, has much more going on than just his Hispanic background. He's young. He's dynamic. He holds, kind of these core conservative values that seem to resonate as well. His last name isn't Bush. That matters. And so he does have some things.
And he comes from Florida, which is a swing state that often means who wins the election.
I think it's very clear that the Republicans cannot win unless they take Florida. I mean, you could create a map where they do, but it's almost impossible. They must take Florida in the same way that they must take Ohio. So
take it like stealing it or doing it the right way.
Winning it as they can. He is well positioned. It doesn't mean that he's going to triumph by any measure, but he does check some boxes. I mean, I think one of the things that we're going to see very early on is that, we talked about the large field. There's going to be obviously a winnowing down. that right now, one of the reasons why we're so focused on resources is because without the deep resources, candidates are unlikely to survive long into the race. And one of the other things that we know is that because there are so many, there have already been kind of some structural elements that are going to affect the race. The very first Republican debate, which is scheduled for August, is only going to have the top 10 Republican candidates, and they're going to...
And how is that determined by polling?
Yeah, by polling. They're going to average like the last five major polls. And so, you know, if you're not in that top 10, boy, you're really going to have a difficult time kind of gaining any traction. You're going to have to do something that's outside of the box in terms of your thinking. Focus on one state only, and try to win and gain some momentum that way. But, you know, to survive late, you really need the resources to survive some early losses.
Brett Hayes, one of the things that's so interesting about this is that people who get into it, you say, how come so many are running if they know they don't have any chance? First of all, in my opinion, they never know they don't have any chance, and the lightning can strike. And secondly, they think, don't they, that if they get in, they'll get some money. I mean, people will give them money for their campaigns, and that gives them a war chest.
Yeah, no, one of the major changes in kind of contemporary politics is that you don't need broad support. I mean, I think you really need one highly affluent person to bankroll your campaign early on in order to have a profile that might then enable you to build broader support. I mean, that's what happened with Newt Gingrich, and Newt Gingrich did win the South Carolina primary. So, you know, that was a moment that his...
Was that after he told his wife he wanted a divorce when she just had a cancer operation?
That was immediately before he began talking about colonizing the moon. And so, you know, it didn't last very long, but he did have a moment where there was an opportunity for broader things. And so, yeah, I think that for many kind of evaluating whether to get into the race or not, there is no lock right now. I mean, there are some strong candidates in the pool, but there's no lock. Bush looks vulnerable, right? That grassroots conservatives are not terribly enthusiastic about his campaign. You know, he botched that answer about the Iraq war. It just, you know, it
even
brought,
though he could be the one guy who could really win for them.
He could be. I mean, look, he is a serious candidate. And while he's losing in the head-to-heads with Clinton right now, he's relatively close. And so if you're relatively close right now, you're fine.
Sure.
Because we're, you know, 500 some odd days
away from the election. He represents the middle that they want, right? As opposed to the conservative whack jobs.
He represents the middle, but there has been a paradigm shift, and we even see this in Clinton's campaign, that the middle doesn't matter the way it used to. One, there are no kind of independent voters anymore. There are people that are registered as independents, but they don't vote independent. They vote on party lines most of the time. And so the thinking these days is that what you want to do is have a highly active base. And that's the way that you win elections. And so I think that scares Republicans about Bush, that he may be a centrist, but a centrist isn't what you need to win in contemporary elections.
Huh. Okay, Brett Hayes, we have no time, but I want to ask you this. You're the political scientist. We rely on you. You're our guy. Who are the candidates going to be on this early date? Who do you suspect we'll see? I'm going to go on the record and say it's going to be Hillary versus Bush, but what do you think?
I feel very confident about Hillary Clinton at this point. I think the Republican field is fairly open, and those top three are all highly viable. Bush, Rubio, Walker.
All right. That is us for this time with Brad Hayes, associate professor of political science at Union College, and a great guy and knows an awful lot.